Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know this theme song?
Oh, okay. Heck yeah.
Makes me think of San Francisco. Right? That's right?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Full house, isn't it?
Cut it out. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I love that show.
I loved that show.
Bob Saget. R.I.P.
R.I.P., baby.
I remember like watching him on that show and seeing that he was like the dad. And then my dad was like, you ever seen his stand-up? I'm like,
yeah.
No, it's like completely different. And then, of course, I think I found out once an episode when Full House is on that John Stamos was the drummer in the Beach Boys. I think I heard that stat 15 times in my life growing up from like the age of 6 till the age of 10. Do you know that's a drummer in the Beach Boys?
I had no idea that was like John Stamos, the drummer in the Beach Boys. Is that real? Was he really in the Beach Boys?
That's 100%. Crazy.
So I thought that was just an episode that they had on Full House. I don't think he was really in the Beach Boys.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think we would have heard more about that. But
100%. He's in the video Kokomo.
Is he?
Yes. But
he was guest starring in the video Kokomo, though, because back in the day, Guns N' Roses had like Tawny Kitaen and whatnot in their videos. And, you know, people would you know, mysteriously appear in videos and whatnot. I had not ever heard that John Stamos was in the Beach Boys. If he was, how come we have not heard more about that, you know, being in the Beach Boys? My sister and I always used to say, I'll cookie you, because that's what Joey Gladstone used to say all the time to the people, you know, in Full House. So what a great show. That was my first kind of teenage crush, if you will, was DJ Tanner. I think everybody was kind of in my generation kind of in, you know, on DJ Tanner on Full House back in the day. And I saw this, you know, this tweet the other day. Who was your first sitcom crush, right? Which sitcom character was your first crush? I'm like, oh, I love this, because obviously my generation versus Dusty's generation versus Mac's generation, we're all going to have completely different names. I can't wait to see some of the names that you guys put out there, because for me, it was like DJ Tanner was a layup for me.
And that was a big one, right? Like for a lot of guys.
Yeah.
DJ Tanner was a big one.
Of course.
Yeah.
She was kind of our age when that show was on. It's kind of worked perfectly for
everybody.
No,
she was a cutie. She was a cutie. What about you, Dust, man?
Topanga.
Yep. That's his generation. Yep.
Don't know that one.
It was Corey Matthews. A lot of people called me that when I was a little kid, because I like curly
hair. I see that,
I get called Corey Matthews a lot. As I got older, it turned into Seth Rogen / Jonah Hill.
Nice.
Which is never good.
I don't know about Jonah Hill today, though.
Yeah, maybe about 10 years ago. Shoot, maybe 5 years ago. It's either Topanga or Jesse from Saved by the Bell.
Jesse from Saved by the Bell is a good one,
because
too.
I accidentally,
wow, Topanga.
Yeah, because I accidentally watched Showgirls when I was a young kid, and...
You watched it as a young kid. I watched it in college.
No, I watched it.
Mac wasn't alive.
I watched it as a young kid, and I watched her give that man a dance in a chair, and then I watched her do the hot tub scene, and I went, wait, that's Jesse from Saved by the Bell. And
that's why we all went to see that movie in college. Jesse from Saved by the Bell is in Showgirl. All right, we got to go.
Yep, Kelly Kapowski took a back seat, and you know, Jesse from Saved by the Bell took a front seat. You
Kelly saw Kapowski was,
Yeah, dude.
It's nice, yeah, for sure.
Showgirls?
Yes.
Yeah. I just saw an article that said that she said that that movie ruined her career.
I'm sure it did, because you really didn't hear much from her after that, right?
Well, they just put it all together. I mean, back in the 90s, right? Like, I remember when Demi Moore did Striptease. Everybody's like, really? She's going to do that movie? And then you watch the movie, and you're like, this is actually a pretty solid movie. Mm-hmm. Like, Burt Reynolds is in it, RIP as well. Demi Moore, holy smokes, in that movie. But yeah, then you watch Saved by the Bell, and you're like, wait a minute. And then you think about what Saved by the Bell was a show for.
Yeah.
Young kids, young adults, whatever, high schoolers. And then you're like, this girl played a stripper? It's like, yeah, it's like,
yeah,
the
because
life
we all,
of,
it's the move on part of, it's the next step, you know? Yeah, we were like ready for this.
It's like when Miley Cyrus grew up, like, wait a minute.
Yeah, what happened?
That's part, went from Party in the USA to twerking on Robin Thicke.
Yeah, no doubt.
R.I.P. to Alan Thicke, who was also in a show called Growing Pains.
And sang every theme song in the 80s, too. Show me that smile again.
Was it Tracy Gold that was in
Growing
Pains?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
She was kind
she
of
was cute, too. Yeah, I liked Tracy Gold back in the day. Of course, Bea Arthur's my number one. But,
and then Leonardo DiCaprio got his start kind of on that show.
He did, yes.
With Growing Pains. He was a, I think he was like a fostered kid that ran away and they picked him up, and then eventually like Leo's career started to get big, and so then they sent him off.
Yeah.
Which is what happened in sitcoms when you became the star. It was like, you're now going to go do your own thing. Like, What's Eating Gilbert Grape and Titanic and all these movies that are going to continue to come out. And now Leo's career is where it is. But
Leo was also like what they did in Back to the Future, the Brady Bunch, when they added Cousin Oliver in, who was one of the worst sitcom characters of all time. Cousin Oliver sucked. And you wanted to keep the show going, and all the kids were now adults, and you couldn't pretend they were in high school anymore. So you added in Cousin Oliver, and then that Sam kid came on Different Strokes. You know, Mr. Drummond found a new wife who had a young kid, so they could keep that going. And then obviously the one that you just mentioned there with where they added the kid. Growing Pains, where they added in Leonardo DiCaprio because Kirk Cameron was growing up, and so was Tracy Gold. Like, we got no kids anymore. We got to continue a hit show, so we'll add this person in and whatnot. So that was typical back then.
Yeah, somebody says, John Stamos is an honorary member of the Beach Boys. The original drummer was Dennis Wilson, who died in 1983. So I guess he was one of those guys that filled in, right?
Yeah.
Who's yours, Mac? Is it Lizzie McGuire? Is it
Patrick Mahomes?
Is it Hannah Montana?
Andy Reid?
I'm trying to think. Like, you're 28, 27?
Yeah.
So let's see. About 10 years ago, 17, subtract 7. So 17 years ago, I would assume that, like, maybe Hannah Montana did it.
Yeah, Hannah Montana was probably it back then.
I love that show. It was a great show. Yeah. She was up there for sure.
You seen Hilary Duff lately?
Yes, absolutely. Brie,
does she look good?
Oh, God.
Lauren Conrad was always one for me, too, that I was always in love
with.
Yeah, I loved her. She was gorgeous, man. Like, just perfect for me.
I was a big Sweet Life Zach and Cody fan, so Ashley
Tisdale. I have no idea what the hell that is.
Nickelodeon. Sweet Life. Yeah, Disney. Yeah, so it was Ashley Tisdale and Brenda Song. Both, you know, both on that
show.
See,
if I were you, Lizzie McGuire would have been my number one.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Which, that's Hillary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good Lord, she's something. I mean, they got photos of her just pumping gas with all that ass.
They just showed a picture today on X, formerly Twitter, of, somebody just turned 60 years old today, and they had it up there. And then they showed Seinfeld's mom. Elizabeth Hurley shows off her incredible figure in an orange bikini, and then somebody quote tweeted, Helen Seinfeld at 61, and she's in a house coat lying in bed like on the show looking like 61 years old, showing you how the times have changed dramatically. People looked old in the 80s and early 90s, man. You looked at somebody like, that person looks old. I don't think people look old today like they did back then.
Somebody says Shannon Doherty.
That's a good one, too.
90210.
Yeah.
I was more of the Tori Spelling type.
But 90210 may have been before Mac. That's more of
100%. Yeah. It was barely me.
Yeah. That was like, we saw that show. And I never watched 90210 or Friends. They're never my shows. But that was college. People used to gather in college on Thursday nights all the time before we would go out, watch must-see TV, and then you hit the West Coast Saloon or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, that was 90 to 2000. So that was definitely.
What was the 90210? Wow. Yeah. 90 to 2000. So that was my high school and college. Years.
Realistically, it was like 90 to 96.
Yeah.
Like the last 4 years are like Saved by the Bell off to college. Like two people came back.
Bob Golick's on the show. And you're like, who the hell are these people?
Somebody says Christy Swanson from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Max probably was iCarly.
did like iCarly, but no, wasn't crushing on Miranda Cosgrove.
A lot of people saying Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, that's a good one for my generation. She was a smoke show in Who's the Boss back then.
Oh, okay.
Who was the girl in the Wonder Years?
Winnie Cooper. Yeah.
What was
Danica McKellar.
Okay.
Yeah, very good looking. She was awesome, too. Yeah.
Way to go, Kevin Arnold.
Yeah.
Somebody goes, you don't accidentally watch Showgirls.
No kidding.
Then you got the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, we're going to go out and get dinner tonight. You guys stay here. Hey, guys, my dad's got Showgirls on VHS. Awesome. Why is it paused at the hot tub scene? Dad, you dog. But yeah, I don't know. Childhood crush. Alyssa Milano just took over on the text.
Did it really? So we got a lot of older people listening this time of day. Let's do this in a couple of hours when all the olds are at work like me and done like sleeping and see if we get like a different.
Somebody said Catherine Batch, Daisy Duke, Marissa Cooper from the OC, banger. Max was Dora the Explorer.
Oh, you like Dora?
Oh, I forgot about the Pink Power Ranger. Hell yeah.
There we go.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, Party of Five.
Janice from the Muppets Band, hot. Janice, I kept telling people for years, if you partied with Janice from the Muppet Band, you would have the greatest night you ever had.
You were cool if you were partying with Janice. Mm-hmm. Kathy Ireland?
Good one. That's a nice one, yeah.
Somebody said Selena Gomez of Witches of Waverly Place.
Oh, Wizards of Waverly. Oh, yeah. That's actually a good one.
My little sister loved that show.
That's a good one.
Amy Jo Johnson, the Pink Ranger. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Anybody put Edith Bunker from All in the Family, or is that just me again?
Nope. No. Somebody did say, what's her name from Jill Taylor, the mom from Home Improvement, was low-key a fox.
Oh, you know? That's a good one, man. I'll be honest with you. The mom genes just don't do it for me, and I know they're coming back and whatnot. Like Jesse wearing the mom jeans and Saved by the Bell, just it was not never my thing. I'm not a mom jean fan.
I was into it.
They're back right now.
No, they're making a comeback. I don't like it. Yeah. I don't think I'm not a fan.
I'm all about it. Also, RIP to Mr. Pibb is back.
Mr. Pibb is back. Did you know Mr. Pibb was gone for 24 years?
Well, I knew they had Pibb Extra.
But Mr. Pibb was gone for 24 years.
Wow. That's weird. What? Because I knew Mr. Pibb, so I was
Pibb Extra, you did. You knew Pibb Extra. That's it. We all just assumed it was Mr.
Pibb. Mr.
Pibb. The actual Mr. Wow. Pibb has been off the shelves since 2001.
So I've probably never drank a Mr. Pibb.
Is that just Pepsi's Dr. Pepper?
It's Coke's.
Coke's
Dr. Pepper, yeah.
Because Dr. Pepper's like Notre Dame. They're independent.
Yeah, right. I think, they maybe with 7-Up now. You know, Dr. Pepper's not sponsoring the Big 12 championship game anymore.
Are they going to do that little talk?
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Dang, what?
No, it's as of this year, it's over. The no more Dr. Pepper Big 12 championship game. I forget who the new sponsor was, but
that's sad.
Also, how many people are going to start collecting pennies?
Yeah, because they're gone too.
Discontinued. Yeah. No longer will pennies be currency.
Found one the other day at the in the parking lot at Hy-Vee. I picked it up. I had good luck all day. I was very excited about that.
Nice.
Yeah, that sucks. The penny's gone.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.